For three decades, when Soviet leaders met face-to-face with English-speaking foreign dignitaries, there was always someone between them. His name was Viktor Sukhodrev. He was the interpreter.
I have personally known 8 American presidents and every Soviet leader from Khrushchev to Gorbachev.
That's Viktor Sukhodrev speaking to Russian television in 2009. He died Friday in Moscow at the age of 81. He told Russian television about the challenge of translating for so many different Soviet leaders.
There was Khrushchev, who was very earthy, and there was Brezhnev, who did nothing but read prepared statements. There was Gorbachev, who was frequently very convoluted and hard to really fathom what he was really trying to say, because he used too many words to spell out something simple that he had in mind.
Marvin Kalb, first as a Moscow correspondent, then a diplomatic correspondent, first for CBS, then for NBC News, crossed paths with Viktor Sukhodrev a few times, and he joins us now to talk about him. What do you remember of this man?
Well, I remember first, Robert, that he was an extremely slick, suave-looking fellow, so handsome that you'd imagine he's an Italian movie star, always very well-dressed, hair looking perfect at all times, a gentleman.
It is almost impossible to imagine that somebody could have been in the room with so many world leaders, talking with so many Soviet leaders all those times, and be nothing but a human tape recorder. Did he know a lot of what was going on, and did he talk at all?
I think that he was one of the smartest guys I had ever met among the Soviet leaders. Khrushchev, whom I had some dealings with, I put at the very top. But Sukhodrev was there interpreting Khrushchev for the world, and Khrushchev used very earthy Russian when he spoke, and Sukhodrev would try very hard to smooth out the edges and to make Khrushchev seem a bit more sophisticated than perhaps he was. And every now and then, I, perhaps other reporters as well, had an opportunity to catch Viktor on his own, and I did in Vienna after the Khrushchev-Kennedy summit. And I went over to him. I said, "Viktor, what does Khrushchev think of Kennedy?" And he said, "Not very much. He thought of Kennedy as too young, callow, inexperienced, always surrounded by his aides." That struck me as particularly interesting because normally Sukhodrev would never say anything like that. So it must really have struck Khrushchev in a strong way that Kennedy didn't come through at that time as a real strong American leader.
Sukhodrev managed, as you say, to make Nikita Khrushchev, kind of an earthy character, come out sounding like Laurence Olivier when he was translated into English. Same for Leonid Brezhnev, who wasn't the most lively speaker, and Mikhail Gorbachev, who I gather sounded to lots of Russians like a very windy bureaucrat. They all came out sounding pretty good through the words of Mr. Sukhodrev.
You know, it's terribly important what kind of interpreter you have. Sukhodrev was capable of not just translating the words of a Soviet leader, but conveying the personality of the Soviet leader. He conveyed the ebullience and the excitement of Khrushchev and the rather dour, quiet conservatism of Brezhnev. And you got the true quality of the man because Viktor was such a complete pro at what it is that he was doing. I mean, Viktor was the best.
Well, Marvin Kalb, thanks for talking with us about the late Viktor Sukhodrev, the interpreter for so many Soviet leaders.
My pleasure.
Marvin Kalb, formerly of CBS and NBC News, is now a senior advisor to the Pulitzer Center in Washington, D.C.